Okay, I'm going to call us to order for a very brief opportunity to hear testimony on one of the bills that we have scheduled today. As you know, I have to be back on the floor at 2:30, so we'll do this very quickly, and Matt and I will then sit down and try to figure out how we're rescheduling everything. I'm hoping to have the remainder of the hearing on 8:45 on Wednesday, but we'll work everything out. So I'm calling to order then this April 6, 2015 meeting of the Senate Committee on Workforce, and I'm going to open a public hearing on Senate Bill 845. Graham, could you come forward, Matt, briefly summarize?
Yes. Senator, members of the committee, Senate Bill 845 imposes a penalty by the Oregon Employment Department on large employers whose employees receive health insurance coverage through the medical assistance program. The measure appropriates penalties to Oregon Health Authority for certain purposes and provides a remedy for employees subject to retaliation for applying for or receiving medical assistance or premium tax credits. The measure declares an emergency and is effective on passage.
Thank you very much. Graham, can you just make some short remarks about this?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Chair Dembro, members of the committee that would be sitting there if they weren't caucusing right now, my name is Graham Trainer with the Oregon AFL-CIO, the Statewide Federation of Labor Unions, and I'm a worker advocate for all workers in the legislative process. And we're bringing forward Senate Bill 845. I'm going to just really give some brief remarks about that. The committee administrator already went over the details of the bill, but we have the good fortune today of having three or four workers that are in the building to talk about their personal story. And despite the challenges that the committee faces today, we wanted to make sure that they had an opportunity to give voice to this really important issue that is actually affecting workers in both the private and the public sectors. And so with that, I can conclude my remarks and give the space to the workers that are here to share their story.
Thank you very much, Graham. And my colleagues have no questions for you. So I'll call up Will Music, Karen Creighton, and Ben Marston, please.
Not Will.
Not Will. Okay. Sherry, are you here? Sherry Maelstrom? Yeah, come on up. Why don't we get all three of you? Again, I'm really sorry about how this has come down, but it makes us humble. So. whoever wants to start, please do.
Chair Dembro and members of the Senate Committee on Workforce, my name is Karen Creighton. I currently work part-time at the University of Oregon, where I've been a fitness instructor teaching credit classes to college students for 15 years. I also work part-time for the City of Eugene, where I've been a temporary employee for 25 years. Teaching fitness to seniors and working as a behavioral specialist with preschoolers. Both jobs systematically limit hours to avoid paying health insurance to certain employees, mostly teachers and child care workers, and both have done so for years. The most frequent reasons my bosses give for not offering more hours or health insurance to part-time teaching staff are that there are too many of us, and offering more hours and benefits would bankrupt the department. Or if they give benefits to some people, they'll have to lay off other people. They tell us this as they give administrators generous yearly raises. Before the Affordable Care Act, many of us came to work sick to avoid losing wages and hours. We stayed sick much longer because we couldn't afford doctor visits and medications. There was a constant fear that one serious illness or accident could lead to a financial disaster of bankruptcy or even homelessness. In the last year, many of us have qualified for the Oregon Health Plan. We've been getting healthier now that we can get appropriate treatment and medications. Work morale and performance is better because we have more energy and fewer worries. We are grateful to be getting health insurance after years of working without it. What hasn't become healthier in the last year are the budgeting priorities for public sector jobs. The continued practice of limiting hours to avoid paying for employee health care is shifting the cost of Affordable Care Act away from the University of Oregon and City of Eugene budgets onto the backs of the students and families we serve. It amounts to double dipping. U of O students pay money from federal and state grants and loans in addition to the money they pay for from out of their own pockets. Families using City of Eugene child care pay with private funds, state subsidies, and scholarships from the city. When the U of O and city shift the cost of the Affordable Care Act to the state, our students and families pay for services a second time through their taxes, and all taxpayers end up paying an invisible subsidy they didn't vote for. Senate Bill 845 won't directly affect public employers like the University of Oregon or the City of Eugene, but it may send a message that even public employers need to be more responsible to their employees and to the taxpayers by structuring jobs and budgets in a way that will have the employer, not the taxpayer, paying for employee health insurance. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Chair Dembrough and members of the committee that aren't here, thank you for the opportunity to allow me to testify on behalf of the Oregon Nurses Association in support of Senate Bill 845. My name is Sherry Malmstrom, and I've been a public health nurse for over the last 30 years, specializing in child and maternal health. The Oregon Nurses Association is Oregon's largest and oldest nursing union and professional organization, and is proud to represent over 13,000 registered nurses, advanced practice nurses, and nursing students in Oregon. ONA supports policies that focus on increasing access to quality health care. SB 845 helps remove barriers to care that have been put in place for some of Oregon's lowest wage workers by providing a strong disincentive for employers who cut workers' hours to avoid paying the cost of health insurance. The nurses I work with provide care to some of the most vulnerable of Oregonians. We care for pregnant women, new mothers, and their infants and children. We counsel families about their health and provide guidance to ensure families are able to access the care that they need. The health and well-being of a mother is directly impacts the health of her fetus and what kinds of a caregiver she will be to her children. Too commonly, I care for women who were employed full-time before they became pregnant and had employer-based health insurance. But then, unfortunately, as their pregnancy became known to their employer, they find their hours somehow get reduced. This results not only in the loss of wages and health coverage insurance, but many of the women I work with tell me that their employers believe they are expendable, cut their hours back because they don't want to pay for benefits for an employee on maternity leave or added coverage for the child. As a result, they have to switch from their prenatal providers that they started with when they started with their private health insurance to a different provider that takes Oregon Health Plan. Finding a new OHP provider and getting through the waiting list takes time. Every prenatal provider only takes so many women that are due in a certain month, and if you switch care near the end, it's really hard to find somebody that will take you. This often causes a break in their continuity in maternity care and leaves them and their baby at greater risk for a poorer outcome. This in turn leads to a greater burden on the state as well. When a break in prenatal care occurs during the later second trimester and onward, the woman misses out on important screenings for the warnings of premature birth. The cost of just even one premature birth is staggering, not to mention the cost of a potentially lifetime handicapping condition that could have been avoided with uninterrupted prenatal care. And again, these costs end up being shouldered by the state. So as a public health nurse, I urge you to support SB 845 to help ensure Oregonians who work hard have the access to the care that they need without having to rely on the state.
Thank you very much, Sherry, and welcome. Great to see you.
Hello, Chair Dembrough. Good to see you again. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. My name is Ben Marston. I have worked in the service industry for 23 years. I currently work as a bartender for a company called Aramark. I work at the Portland Five Centers for the Performing Arts, serving thousands of Oregonians and our visitors over the last 12 years. I am also a proud member of Unite Here Local 8, the Hospitality Union of the Northwest, and I'm also president of Oregon AFL-CIO Pride at Work, which is a queer labor group. Until a few years back, when my union negotiated health insurance benefits for a limited number of employees, our only way of getting affordable insurance was Oregon Health Plan. At the time, I fell into a hole between making too much to qualify for OHP, but far too little to pay for insurance out of pocket. Since the Affordable Health Care Act has gone into effect, I qualify for OHP, including basic dental care. It has really been amazing to hear how many of my friends in the food service and hospitality industry are talking about how they're going to the doctor or the dentist for the first time in years. Despite the many issues with the Affordable Health Care Act, it has truly transformed our lives, and I can tell you that from being in the trenches. So even though we have a union contract, those who qualified for the company plan that was negotiated in our CBA have told me the coverage was poor and they couldn't afford it. Of the people who qualified for the company plan in 2013, only a couple of them actually enrolled, and at least one of them has since opted out and has gone to the exchange because they feel the coverage is better and more affordable. All of us are getting publicly subsidized health care instead, and my employer is not paying their fair share. Our wages are also heavily subsidized by the citizens of Oregon because a substantial portion of our income comes from tips. There is no way my employer could get people qualified to provide the level of service that they expect based on the hourly wage that we're paid alone. Were it not for tip income, I would be on public assistance. Either way, my employer is passing the cost on to the people of Oregon. As an Oregonian in my industry, it is clear to me that employers are not doing enough to ensure workers have access to affordable health care. I believe our state can do more to correct this inequity. SB 845 is a simple solution to ensure that employers with workers on medical public assistance are paying their fair share and not just shifting costs onto taxpayers. I strongly urge your support for this bill, and thank you very much for the opportunity to testify.
Thank you very much, Ben. Thank you all of you for coming to speak to this bill. Even in those cases where it doesn't affect you directly, but it affects the larger community of workers, I really appreciate it. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes. And, you know, you were not listened to by our colleagues, but you were videoed, and so they can they can crack open a cold one and sit back and watch you at some point. Thank you very much. And I'll tell you, after today, we'll all need one. So thank you. So I am going to carry over this hearing until Wednesday because I have to be back on the floor in about 3 minutes. And I'm also going to be carrying over our work session on Senate Bill 555, our work session on Senate Bill 496, our public hearing on 2213, our public hearing on Senate Bill 137. And just for your information, 845, I think our plan is to hear it on Wednesday. The others, we're going to work with the sponsors to make sure that the timing is right as far as people that you want to have come and testify. So if you could check in with Matt about that, and I will go back and up to the festivities. So again, thank you all for being here, and we are adjourned.